This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver forestry officials have come across a troubling discovery. The destructive emerald ash borer has arrived in Colorado's largest city. Denverite's Paolo Schalsetter reports.
The emerald ash borer is native to Asia and first arrived to the United States in 2002. Since then, it has killed hundreds of millions of ash trees. The beetle lays eggs inside the tree, and the larva eats the tree from the inside out. Denver has prepared for this by treating public ash trees with insecticide or removing them entirely. However, there are still 330,000 ash trees in the city, many of which are susceptible to the emerald ash borer's destructive path. I'm Paolo Schalsetter, Denverite.
Now the risk of wildfires. It's been a wet spring on the Front Range, and that could mean fires in the fall. Spring rains help the growth of tall grasses, which can turn into dry fuel later in the year. And with climate change, spring may be much rainier than usual, but autumn may be much drier. Catherine Suiting is an ecologist at CU Boulder.
So we have more chances of a really wet spring and a really dry fall. That's the perfect storm in terms of fire risk.
Reducing the risk could include cutting more grass and using prescribed burns on pockets of grassland. Colorado Rockies president Greg Fiesel is stepping down at the end of the year after 30 years with the team. A former vice president, Walker Monfort, becomes executive vice president as part of the transition. On the field, the Rockies currently have the worst record in Major League Baseball. They play Milwaukee tonight. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.